Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check us out, Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, yo? This is E-Shot.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice World.
This your man, Mastermind of Hellraiser.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
It's the Murder Master Music Show. Hip-hop is dead, but we don't resurrect it. You follow what lamestream says, but here it gets rejected. If you wearing tight jeans, don't expect to get respected. I'm from a time where wearing black was always on your checklist. From a time where faggots get checked if they reckless. From a time where if you got too much style, we snatch your necklace. This real shit here, Illuminati, fuck the industry. We represent the street and they respect our street ministries. Take no shorts and cut the middleman, literally. This hip-hop savior, our birth scenes like nativity. This a place where no one sells out for relevability. And the masses can get a chance to explore more creativity. You gotta be kidding me. If you call that hip-hop, niggas with hot shades and fluorescent flip-flops. We killin' Big Brother, cause we know he watched. You don't like what I'm doing, then you can suck mine. And you don't
murder
stop.
Master Music Show. It's the Murder 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 Master Music Show.
Whoop them up.
What is it, episode 259? Jesus.
259.
Yeah, 259, man.
It seemed like we were just saying 200. And now we over halfway to 300.
One more show and we'll be at 360. Mm-hmm. I'm jumping ahead. But the music you always hear in the background, of course, this Skinny Man. If you want any of his beats, you know what I'm saying, his production, go to ugsforlife.com. On your right, you will see, you know what I'm saying, his ad. Click on it. Check out his music. Check out his beats. Get at him. Same thing with art. If you want art, go to the same place, ugsforlife.com. Mm-hmm. You'll see Six's ad right there above Skinny's on the right. And if you want, you know what I'm saying, if you want to get on this show, email me, prez at ugsforlife.com. And we can make it happen. Oh, and T guys right. Hitting the inbox talking about wanting to work and do this and that. For sure, you've seen the messages, haven't you, man?
Right. You know, so I responded to a couple of them. It's just like, shit, we want to work with motherfuckers, but people got to understand what we doing. Like, this train don't stop. I'm glad D.E. was saying that shit, too. Like, it's a lot of work into this shit, man. And if you want to fuck with us, man, you got to be for real with that shit. Come all the way.
Yeah.
Not saying motherfuckers ain't for real with it, but you know what I'm saying? This is what we doing right now.
Well, you know, a few guys, you know what I'm saying, had some ideas that they want to help the show and do this and that. But at the end of the day, we're not trying to go backwards. We're trying to go forwards. You know what I'm saying? So it's in-house. It's in-house. And like I said, if you need art, we got Six. Here he is right now, Six
hey.
On the line.
What's going on? Can y'all hear me?
Straight out the Bay Area. Yeah, we hear you, Six. How you doing, brother?
He over there drinking.
I'm coming in clear, man. I'm using the headset.
Medicated purple drink and shit. Fucking grape soda,
man.
I don't need that shit, man.
That's that, that's that chronic tonic, Mac. You already know what that shit is. That's that.
Yeah, I tell you what, man. Shout out to the homie Emo. He was posting those things that you get. Guaranteed 350 hits. I think it's like oil or something. I was thinking to myself, guaranteed 300, and it was like $15. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
You know,
I'd buy about seven
though,
of them, and I'd be straight for a while.
Man, No, you won't, because the thing about those, man, when you read that and it says, you know, this is that many hits,
that's for pussy longs, right?
Man, it fits me. 350 hits, that's like one day. Are you, you know what I'm saying? It's all in how much you do, man, because you got to average it. How much are you going to smoke? You really can't be judging what they tell you. So some people smoke that, like 350 be like an hour or two, man, you know?
All right.
I have that many puffs.
Like everybody, or what you're saying is everybody's hit level is different.
Everyone's different, man. So someone who can take a bunch of weed and that will last him a week, for somebody else that could last them 2 days, man.
Yeah.
You know, I personally kill an eighth maybe a week to a week and a half, depending on how much I'm smoking. You know, the eighth will disappear on me quickly. Half a week be gone. You know.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we're gonna try to get Brother Lynch on the line here. This is episode 259. You just heard him on episode 258 with First Degree
DE.
Yeah.
Hell of a show.
We're gonna try to get him on the line here shortly. I'm gonna play one of my favorites, "Refuse to Lose." Wait, let's see who this is first. 678 area code, who is it?
What's up, y'all? This is Marcel on the Underground Section, man. Gotta listen in for Brother Lynch.
What's going on with him?
Hey, what's going on?
Man,
how you doing?
Nothing, y'all.
You waiting to hear Brother Lynch come on. He should be on shortly. We had him on just the other day with First Degree to DE, and it was a hell of a show, man. It was a hell of a show. We dropped a lot of info, so of course I asked him to come back on himself. So hopefully we'll get to him here in a minute. I'm going to play this track. We'll be right back right here, episode 259, Brother Lin Chung. And stick around later. Homie Rel is going to be on BKB out of Cincinnati. They got a track they want to debut with us and the features and whatnot. So we'll be right back. Refuse to Lose, Brother Lin Chung. Flashing.
I refuse to lose something 22. I got an 8B10 and a throwaway Tech 9, so you know you can't fuck with mine. I refuse to lose something 22. I got an 8B10 and a throwaway Tech 9, so you know you can't fuck with mine. I refuse to lose.
Nigga that got them motherfuckers toe up as I smash off in a 7 deuce cut. You holding your gut talking about
what the fuck you smoking on?
Oh, don't miss the chronic, got me gone, nigga, it's on. On to the slugs come out.
At night I do my murder when I'm so tight.
It's the third strike, nigga, so now I'm aiming up at your dome. About to watch your brain split and hit the fleet with brome. I'm like Richard Chase mixed with Al Capone. If you want some rip gut shit, nigga, yeah, I got it sewn. So bone to the crib or get your wig split, boo, hit with the tech chrome. And say the alphabet backwards fast, I'll find you a brand new dome. A criminal minded nigga that got chips in his nine. So head to the east side, cause it's red rum time. State of mind. When niggas put their gangster gear on and bend corners in a Chev 6-9 wire rims, you can't see me with their neighborhood flags and their black Carhartt beanies. I'm like Genie, if I scoop to your hood and get up to no good, and I wish you would test my tech because it loves to take out necks and empty backs out. So I backed out 350 on the blacktop, most smoking, chronic smoking, loped out Sherm classic perm.
In my ashtray, it's always a roach. Hit the left lane in case one time approach.
I got 5 horns and some 89 tags, 17 in the clip of my automatic. So fast, I gotta watch my my back, cause these niggas wanna put me up in a black leather sack and throw me over their back, but fuck that. Why you think I got extended clips? Cause I'm so high, most of the time I just can't miss, nigga.
You taking us back and shit, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because we refuse to lose over here at the Murder Master Music Show. Let's bring on our guest, Brother Lynch Song, for episode 259. Man, that track is timeless, man, of course.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Here it is. It's 20-some-odd years later, and it's still, you know, it sounds better than most of the stuff that's out today. Welcome to the show, Lynch. How you doing?
Just chilling, man. What's up with you?
Man, just glad to be here. Glad to have you on the show. I'm gonna bring out my brother Devil Six.
What's up?
He was talking about he's in the MMA community, and he was talking. Tell him what you're talking about, Nate Diaz.
All right, first I'm gonna shout out my host, man. Shout out to everybody on Sergio Silva's fight team, man. But y'all heard fucking Nate Diaz. Supposed to be coming out to Refuse or Lose, man. You know, I've been listening to Lynch since fucking pretty much I was a young teen. I've been in the MMA since same age, man. To now hear that Nate Diaz might be coming out to fucking Lynch, man, that's dope, man. So is that shit happening? What's up with that?
We'll see. I mean, he said he would, but I mean, I wouldn't trip if he ain't, because I'm a big fan of his.
Yeah. And honestly, man, you can hardly find a better fight song than Refuse or Lose for a fucking fighter, man. That's just the shit.
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
You know.
Exactly. Especially in MMA. I ain't tapping. I ain't going.
That's the perfect thing to walk out of the cage with, honestly, man. That's the shit right there. And if Nate pulls that one off, man, that's going to... For UFC 200, too?
And then win.
Man, that's a dope
video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially if he wins.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, you already know.
He will, man. He will, because Conor McGregor, you know, he's a corny-ass guy, man. So it is funny.
But
he said
he
doesn't.
He was extra cocky.
Oh, you was just talking to him?
Yeah, I was saying that one dude was extra cocky. I like Nate.
Yeah. He's all up in their face with it, and he's definitely... talented, to say the least.
Yeah.
He took out Dana White's top guy, so looks like he's going to do it again. But
Conor McGregor's talking about retiring now.
You're here, you know what I'm saying? It's 2016.
Mm-hmm.
You just dropped Bullet Maker. That's available right now. What do you got, you know what I'm saying, other than Bullet Maker, what do you got coming in the future?
I got an album I'm working on now, 4 songs deep. It's called Kevlar.
Yeah. And Kevlar, yeah, we were talking about that the other day. That's with, whatchamacallit, that's with, is it with D.E. and who's going to be on there?
D.E.'s going to do my intro and outro. And I haven't really solicited nothing to any artist yet, but probably Crooked Eye is going to be on there.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Obviously, I'll be trying to get Eminem, but when I was with Strange, you know, they figured that it'd be better with him getting on tech shit first, so.
I was like, all right. I don't even know if I want Eminem anymore.
I'd rather have Royce 5'9".
Royce?
Eminem's way too hard to get.
Royce is a beast. Well, what about Eminem's biggest influence, Esham? We talked about that before. I think you and him would make a hell of a collaborative track right there.
It just seems like it's impossible, though. I mean, the good news is that he knows who I am. You know what I mean? So,
right.
I mean,
so anything
there,
is possible, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I feel where you coming from. Like, you don't see how it's gonna happen, but they said that same shit about the Mafia 6 getting back together. Me and Prayers interviewed all them, and next thing you know, they had an album coming out. So you never know, but it's just good to hear that. You know, like,
shit,
you know him, and it's all good.
Method Man, Jay-Z, I would fuck with all those cats.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Until
they come to my little small world and see what's up, then it'll happen. But, you know, I'm not mainstream at all. You know what I mean? So, they have to come to the underground. Come to the underground, and I might have a little bit of the advantage. Well, Jay-Z used to be underground too, so you know what I mean. He just did the right shit. I have refused to go mainstream, which you know probably you know kept me where I'm at in this shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Instead
you got
of
the
blowing
longevity.
Me up. You know what I mean? Yeah, 27 years.
That's amazing right there. You said when you was with Strange, does that mean you're not on Strange no more, or are you still with them?
Well, they won another album, but I mean, I ain't gonna say nothing bad about them, but
yeah,
I didn't get for 3 albums. I didn't get the money that I expected.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You hear that a lot in the music business, unfortunately. Yeah.
I got 2 gold albums, 24 Deep and Season of Sickness, and I believe Loaded is now gold. But I got my plaques coming for 24 Deep and Season of Sickness right now. They should be here hopefully in the next couple weeks. But
I saw a post where Seth was talking about ordering plaques, so.
Yeah.
That's what's
he's
up.
Ordering 4. Yeah, he's ordering 4, 2 for me and 2 for him. So,
well, whatever happened to your plaques? Did they get stolen from you? Or?
Well, the only plaque I had was the 2 from Master P when I did the Master P cuts. That's what I said.
Hell yeah. I still listen to that song you had on the motherfucker I'm About It soundtrack. That's my shit every goddamn day, man. At least once a day at some point. I had to hit that nigga for about 4 zones. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's it.
Yeah.
The motherfuckers just ride on out, man.
Ultimately, that was his shit. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah,
but
that was
wasn't mine.
Motherfucker, though.
Now, that's why it's so big that I get my plaques now. You know, that I you know, I earned.
Right.
You know
what I mean? Rightfully so.
Right,
I mean,
the ones you crafted.
Yeah, so I mean that would be, but believe me, if it wasn't for Master P, I probably wouldn't be where I am today. Cause he blew me up, and I, you know, I can admit that. You know what I mean? I was doing.
And look, and then in that movie, he had your song at a critical point in the movie too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like people don't even trip off that shit. That's like a whole other subtitle on
the
that 90s, song.
The '90s was it? The '90s, like if you did a little something in the '90s, they gonna know you today. You know what I mean? So I got lucky in that sense. You know what I mean? But I've been rapping since 1983. You know what I mean? So
it's 83, and here we are.
83.
2016. You was rapping when I was 5 years old, man. Jesus.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was 5 years
old. I'm listening to Puff the Magic Dragon, and you're rapping over there. Shit.
And we came right behind you. So we that's why I say that. That's why it's so important for what we're doing now, because we grew up off of what y'all doing. And if y'all still creating devastating shit, like this shit need to be heard. You know what I'm saying? People need to know.
Yeah. And you know, I looked up to New York. You know what I mean? New York is the reason. You know, Quang Beta's from New York. He's from the Bronx. You know what I mean? And he was the one that kept me up on what's cracking out there until he moved out here. You know what I mean? So Quang Beta is how I got a lot of my skills, letting me listen to KRS-One, Kumo D, LL Cool J. Over the phone, you know what I mean? Because we wasn't getting all that out here at first.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So me hearing all them rappers from New York with skills is where I kind of crafted what I wanted to do. You know what I mean? And then once I crafted it, I kind of went on my own and did my own thing with the Rip Gut and all that stuff. So,
when did you get this? A lot of people, like there's always a debate over who created horrorcore. But if you look at horrorcore, okay, Isham, he was acid rap. You know what I mean? Yourself, like you said, Rip Gut. Where do you classify yourself, I mean, in the whole thing of it all? Did you create horrorcore, or was it done before?
Well,
and if so, by who?
I don't think I'm horrorcore. I think I'm Rip Gut, which nobody else is. You know what I mean?
That's you.
I'm Rip Gut. I rap about meat, and like human meat and stuff like that. Horrorcore is like Boo. You know what I mean? I'm not that kind of. Mine is like human meat. Mine is cannibalism type.
I don't know.
It could be in that category, because there's probably nowhere else to put it.
Yeah. Where
you
else?
I mean?
Yeah, you can't put it in a hip hop backpack scene in New York, or you know. I feel you on that.
R&B. Yeah.
You know,
so.
Or even like,
you know,
like SIBO with the mob shit. That's different
though,
too, from what you're doing. You know, so.
Yeah, I went through different phases. Like, me and SIBO started out with the gangbang and stuff. Went 24 deep in Season of Sickness, banging the block and all that. You know what I mean? It's just different phases I went through. And a lot of people don't know is that when I did the 3-album trilogy with Strange, it was about a character. You know, and strange is, they're such a big machine that people really think that that's all I rap about now. You know what I mean? Except for my old school fans, they know. You know, I'm about other shit too. But the newer fans, the younger kids, they think I'm about Jason and Michael Myers type rap. You know what I mean? I mean, I got Halloween right now on my TV, about to watch it with my wife. I just love that shit. If I could take a picture and show you what's on the TV right now, you would trip, because that's what we're about to watch. Just before
post it
you
to
call.
Your Instagram, nigga. But you got your Instagram fire too, man. I looked at your Instagram, man. I got hungry and shit. I came down here and started frying chicken wings and shit.
My wife's a cook. She's a professional cook. Like, she don't just cook. She could cook good, so I say she's a cook. She's a cook. She's cooked for hotels and everything. She went to school and everything, so she's a real cook.
Let me ask you this, for all the cannibals that might be listening, would you ever try human meat if it was offered to you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I definitely would. I mean,
slice.
Back in the day,
how would you want it? Would you want it sliced
chicken?
In?
Would they have fried the chicken? Would they have seen a chicken alive back in the day and tried chicken until they tried it? I don't know.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
No.
Maybe, maybe not. I know. I just love meat, and I don't. I don't think I care what kind of meat it would be, except for liver.
Yeah,
you
don't
fuck with
no
the liver, huh?
Yeah, that shit is good too.
I'm cool on the liver.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think any other kind of meat, I would probably try.
Well, why not? I mean, if it's cooked right.
Sure.
You know, if it's to your liking. You know.
But if it was human, how would you want it? Would you want it like a ribeye steak or like some thin sliced Philly steak?
I would want it in. I would want it cooked in the oven.
Mm,
like my wife makes my steak in the oven.
Yeah.
Broil. She broils my steak.
I feel you.
Yeah, that's how Albert Fish cooked the kids, the Vampire of Brooklyn. I believe he put them in a turkey baster.
Yeah,
that's a whole other story. yeah, that's for a serial killer quiz out there. But
yeah.
You know, okay, let's talk about the serial killers for a minute, if you don't mind. What do you? I'm just going to name a few. You give me your thoughts on them. Let's talk about good old Ted Bundy. What do you think about Ted?
Mm-hmm.
Was he?
Well, I know he's from where my wife is from, Seattle. And he was about his business, and he was about not getting caught. And and he had a certain kind of meat that he liked to do. But my favorite of all time, even though he's a fictional character, is Hannibal.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it came from somewhere. You know what I mean? So that's my dude.
My dude is Green River. What's his name? Green River, Gary. Gary Ridgway, whatever.
Oh, Gary Ridgway. Yeah.
Well, what about H.H. Holmes, though? He wasn't really a cannibal, but he would sell the skeletons and make money. So he's kind of like a serial killer hustler. It's like, man, I want your bones. I want to sell your bones.
My wife got a book. My wife got a book with all of them in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like H.H. Holmes, he was sick too.
Yeah, yeah.
He
would put
sick.
Someone in a room and then gas him and watch in another room as they were dying and shit. That was crazy.
He would wear their skin.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. I don't really do borderline gay stuff like that, but I'm more on the rougher edge part of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that was sick. That was sick.
Where do you see, you know what I'm saying, like there's a lot of guys out there that are doing, I guess, like Future, some of these guys in the mainstream. They're doing songs, but they're not really giving credit to the Gangster Nips, the Brother Lynch Hungs, the Eshams. What's up with them guys? Do you feel disrespected, or do you feel humbled that they're? I mean, what's your take on it all?
I just feel that they can't do what we do, so why even dip into it? You know what I mean? Why?
Right.
I mean, and they probably don't even feel that way. So I can't.
Right, I was about to ask you, like, do you feel like a disconnect with the newer age guys? You know what I'm saying? Like, are they easy to approach, do they reach out to y'all? As far as the music goes,
I think that they're sort of commercializing rap and making people accept that that's really the main kind of rap that's cracking.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I can't hate on them. I mean, most of them only get one single and then they fade out. I'm not trying to be that kind of rapper because I live off this. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And they get that, they get a lot of money for that one single, but then what happens? You know what I mean? Maybe a second good single. I mean, they fade out. I'm cool on that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I mean, please. I met, like, even DRS. Them dudes had that single, that Gangsta Lean single that blew the hell up. I was even in the video. The crowd looking at them in awe.
For real,
then
you in that
running,
video?
Yeah.
I remember watching that shit all the time, man. I used to love that song, man.
Yeah, man, I did too. And I was in the big crowd scene. I was in the crowd. You know what I mean? I shot up there, the rainy scene at Hammer's house and all that. We did all that. But now I just walked into Walmart a couple years ago and saw Chris working in there.
Right.
And I was like, wait a minute, what part of the game is this? You had this big gold single, probably platinum by now. What's going on?
Yeah.
What you doing? You know what I mean? And it's like, yeah, man, the music biz. That's when I first learned the music business. No joke. No joke.
Yeah. And it takes you there, especially if your paper wasn't right.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of rappers' paper ain't right.
Right.
I mean, that's
somebody
why
else, somebody's grandma making more money off your album than you.
Yes.
Type of shit.
And that's why I ain't never bragged about money, you know what I mean, and throwing money in my videos and stuff like that, because it ain't even about that.
Right.
I just like rapping about stuff that I've been through or seen, you know what I mean?
Plus with me, like my definition of real dudes when it comes to that money is, a real dude don't want to even let nobody know how much money I got.
Yeah.
Why
exactly.
Would I want to let you know I got a gang of money?
That's just,
like, just know that
advice.
I'm still
you're
trying to get it.
Took.
Yeah, I don't need everybody knowing what the fuck I got. My people and my real people get to know what I got because I let them in and they feel comfortable even coming in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's right. Right.
Like some people
you know
try to invite into your circle, they might not be feeling you, but that don't mean you a bad person or they a bad person. They just might not be accustomed to what you're doing. You got to let them go. Hey, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
I've done that. I don't know how many times.
Yeah,
you know
man,
I mean? So.
I got more blocked people than I got friends on Facebook. You know what I'm saying?
Real talk.
My block list is longer than my friends
like
list.
Every friend that I could think of was I met, except for Funk Beta, I met through my music career. Everybody around me, except for my wife, I met because of my music career.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And it's sad, but I mean, all my old school friends, I don't know where they at. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, I'm the same way, man. I don't, outside of a few people, everybody I've ever met was because of the connections I made in the rap game.
Yeah,
and,
I should a little dip, but see, I'm the flip side to that because I'm still cool with every motherfucker I ever touched. If you fuck with me, you stuck with me. That's always been a motto. But I always kept a small group, so it's easier to stay in contact with them over the years. Cause
yeah,
fuck, I ain't went nowhere yet. You know what I'm saying? Like I've been blessed with that shit though. So I'm on the flip side to that.
Yeah,
I've been in a lot of different places, but I only fuck with certain ones, and I keep it moving.
Yeah, that's the same with, like, Talking and Beta. You know what I mean? Like, regardless, if I stop rapping today, they're going to be there. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, and that's the best shit.
I ain't nowhere near close to stopping.
Well, that's good. That's good to hear, man, because, you know what I'm saying, the game needs cats like yourself, man, especially right now. Especially like Max said, us guys that like came from that era, the 90s, you know, when we was buying all those CDs in the stores, when they actually had record stores. For you listeners that don't know what the fuck a record store is, there used to be a place where you could go and buy cassettes, CDs, and even records on occasion. You know, but
yeah.
you have to go in the past to find that anymore, it seems. They just keep disappearing. The 90s, that was the best era to me when it comes to music. It's just so many fucking classics, man. So many classics.
Yeah, you couldn't download nothing, you know what I mean? You couldn't get free downloads or nothing. And then
none
so many classics. Run DMC, LL Cool J, You know what I mean? We over here on the West Coast, if you're real and you've been in the game, we know where it came from. We was just trying to be a part of it. You know what I mean? We was just trying to be a part of it. We wasn't trying to claim nothing. And then people kind of took it, you know, out of bounds with all that West Coast, East Coast. You know what I mean? I mean, we know the best bit has come from the East. You know what I mean? We know that. You know what I mean? We was just trying to get down with it.
Right, and do y'all own little shit, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit was dope. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's one thing that motherfuckers can't deny. Like, if I play one, if one of these youngsters, because I work where I work at, I'm probably one of the oldest ones, and I'm young. You know what I'm saying? So, and when I put the shit that y'all got up against, the shit that they doing right now, they can't deny it. That don't mean they jump right on it, but they be like, I'm like, you might not like it, but that shit was dope, wasn't it? Yeah, that shit was dope. I know goddamn right it was dope. Because I'm listening to it 20 years later. You know what I'm saying? If it wasn't dope, I wouldn't listen to it.
That shit taught me. All that shit taught me. You know what I mean? All that shit taught me. Taught me about patterns. Taught me about longevity. You know what I mean? It taught me all that. Like, man, since 1983, Run DMC had It's Like That out. I used to go to sleep to that song. I used to go to sleep to it. You know what I mean? I done wrote rhymes similar. You know what I mean? So, LL.
You probably even wrote they rhyme before you wrote your rhyme. Like, I got to learn.
Oh, yeah. That's how I learned. You know what? You know what taught me how to rap? You know what taught me how to rap? I don't know how old you guys are, but Rapper's Delight. I memorized the whole rap. That hip, hop, hibby to the hibbity, hip, hip to hop, and you don't stop the rocking to the bang, bang, boogie. Say hip, jump the boogie to the mother boogity beat. That shit taught me how to rap. I used to sleep to it.
And it was so many dudes on that song. That's probably one of the longest hip-hop songs ever created, too, that went mainstream, that a lot of people don't know. That song is like 13 minutes long. They're going to rock it till the break of dawn, pretty much, as they say in them songs.
I found that English.
When was
that
weird is like, I used to slap that Rock the Bells from LL Cool J.
That was the shit, too.
And come to find out, I'm older than that fool.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
So it just give you a better perspective of what you was doing, because shit, he was doing the same shit you was doing, pretty much. He just had a platform before you had it. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
See, and that's the evolution of what you doing. So like, when was that moment when you finally realized? Because you've been doing so much independent shit that you realized, like, man, these motherfuckers really know who I am, man, and I'm bumping this shit. Like, when was that moment? Where you knew
when I went
like,
on
man,
tour
I didn't pop.
Strange.
I didn't pop.
When I went on tour with Strange, we did a show in New York, Brooklyn, and people knew who I was. I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I mean, motherfuckers were saying my lyrics in the crowd, and I was like, wait a minute. I didn't know this. You know what I mean? I was signing autographs, and I was like, wait a minute, y'all the Mecca. What are you doing taking my autograph for? And that was, it was like a moment for me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It was
that's
a moment.
What's up, man.
Especially
you coming all the way from
talk
Cali.
Like a New Yorkian. Like, I wanted to talk like, what's up, B? Come on, son. You know, I could never get it down, so I just left it alone. But I love that language. I love how they are. You know what
then
I mean?
That was with Run DMC. It was like, okay, now I need to go get these Adidas, and I need to find this hat. I was telling Mac the other day,
you know,
I could never find the hat, the right hat.
Like,
all I ever found was something that looked like
a
Freddy Krueger hat. That's all I could fucking find.
I got two pair Adidas. I got a white pair with fat laces and a white with blue stripes fat laces.
We even used to try to pose like them. Like, we look at them in the magazines and shit. And that's how I'm going to stand when I go to lunch tomorrow. I'm like this the whole time. You know what I'm saying? That's how far back, and that's how much I love this shit. The shit that y'all did, man. Y'all put on for us, man.
I don't know if you know about Murder Dog magazine out here. They're from the Bay.
Man, I wrote for it for 20 years, Lynch.
Oh, wow, man.
I interviewed you for that
one. Oh, okay.
Right. Prez interviewed you on Murder Dog.
Probably about 15 years ago. Somewhere around there.
I had me some Run DMC.
Yeah, I know all about Black Dog, man. I know all about Black Dog.
Yeah,
he's in
that's
Africa
my
right
boy
now,
right
if I'm not
there.
Mistaken.
Yeah, he showed me love. He the one called me and said, man, what do I do to get a website? And I kind of directed him, you know what I mean? Now he got a website and stuff. That's my boy. He'd drive all the way from the Bay Area to Sacramento to come interview me and stuff. He's cool. I like that dude.
Yeah, he, you know what I'm saying, he did it. He sent out magazines to cats in the penitentiary for free.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Before they banned them, of course. You know, you couldn't get Murder Dogs in there. But he would give people free subscriptions to Murder Dog magazine and the penitentiary. I mean, who the fuck was doing that then? Nobody. Who's doing that now?
Why would they ban them? Why would they ban them though?
They didn't like the guns, and they said it was gang violence and guns.
And then
you
y'all had to
bid
a lot of
pictures,
you know what I'm saying?
Right, with guys that were trying to cut their tongues off,
all that shit.
You know, big butcher knives and.
Plus some of the dudes that was
Freak
in
the
Murder
Month,
Dog
Tuesday Productions. Freak of the Month.
Right, I was about to say, some of the people that was in the Murder Dog magazines had people that was in the prisons that they was giving, you know, the magazines out to. I could about imagine that. That's why they banned it. Like, they talking through this shit, man. You know, they always want to stop something that's beneficial. Because Murder Dog put every, you know, the cast that we can really see in our faces.
It made stars.
Yeah. Nobody had like A-Ball and MJG on the cover and shit, man. Nobody was having Mafia on the cover for real.
There's an infatuation. What's almost everybody, 95% of the people that you talk to is going to say one of their favorite channels is the ID channel.
Yeah.
Where they show all the murder shit.
That's all my wife watches.
95% of the people you talk to.
I'm afraid
it's going to say that's their favorite thing. I know it's mine. I love watching that. You know what I mean? I don't have to go out and do it. I could just watch it and talk about it and rap about it. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
And
that feeds the hunger.
I got shot. I ain't shot nobody. I got shot. You know what I mean?
Right.
I remember you were saying a long time ago, too, that you were kind of like, you didn't really have many friends as a child. You kind of stayed in a lot. During those times, were you able to create, you know what I'm saying, a lot of lyrics? Or what was going on, you know what I'm saying, when you was just staying in by yourself?
What I would do is, you know, the beginning of a song has a little instrumental part. I would sit up there and loop that little part. And having two tape recorders, it took so long. But I would loop that part and write my little raps to that looped part and then record it from one tape recorder to the other while I'm rapping in between the tape recorders. You know what I mean? That's how I learned how to record.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
straight old school shit.
Old school. Like when they had the boom boxes. You know what I mean?
Right. I remember when motherfuckers couldn't afford to buy a 4-track recorder and all of those shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, motherfuckers using headphones for microphones.
Yep. Real talk. So, I mean.
Yeah, I remember that shit.
I think about that all the time. You know what I mean? Like, nobody at that time West thought that they would make it like Run DMC and LL Cool J and Slick Rick. You know what I mean? But it swung over here to the Eazy-E's and Ice Cube's and stuff, and I was like, whoa, wait a minute. I was working at Round Table Pizza when I first heard NWA. And I was like, whoa, it's over here now.
What was the Southern California influence on you guys a little bit more up north when they popped off? Like, what was the influence to that influenced y'all, though? Like, was it like what you saying? Like, damn, man, these dudes doing it. Like, why the fuck we can't do it? Was it some shit like that, or was it kind of just like...
The major thing was is when we saw people from the West Coast doing it, like Ice-T and all, and World Class Wrecking Crew and all that, we figured we could do it up here. We're all California.
Ugh.
You know what I mean? So we figured, oh, okay, let's get it started up here. All of a sudden, here come me and E-40, and Too Short. Too Short, I can say, he influenced a lot of people up here north, in North Cali.
The 83, I think he first dropped.
Yeah, Too Short's been around for, and he's still touring
like
right now.
Yeah, I just saw it. You know, I follow him on Instagram. I just saw him.
Yep, I know what I mean. That shit too.
Oh.
And it's like,
I seen it off Pooh's page. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah,
we're still out here. He like our big uncle, our big cousin, our big. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I look at the guys in the game like that. Like, I be wanting to teach the younger motherfuckers. Like, this is what the fuck. If you want to know why I am the way I am, this is why. Listen to some of this shit.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking.
But Lynch, because
we all listen
to
music every day.
You guys are getting ready to watch Halloween. I just want to take a couple callers real quick. But before I do,
okay,
if anybody wants to get at you for features, shows, what's the best way to get at you?
There's an email that I got for all kind of booking shows and verses. It's lynchbookings.verses@gmail. lynchbookings.verses@gmail.
lynchbookings.verses@gmail. Anybody out there that's getting ready to put out an album, or you want to bring this man to your city, your town, I definitely get at him. Let's go down to Atlanta real quick. We got 678. Welcome to the show.
Up.
How you doing, Marcel? I believe, right?
That ain't nothing, man. Ain't nothing. I gotta say, what's up? Much love to Brother Lynch. Oh, man. I've been going to the stores and stuff and seeing your album lineup. I think first time I seen your album around 2000. Then the 2000, 2001, I'll be like, man, who this guy? I'll be living the West Coast, down south into
New York. Yeah, that's big. That's big. Atlanta, you know, that's one of the hardest places to get recognition out there, too.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So that's big. That's really big.
Yep.
I went to Atlanta in the 90s. I went to Jack the Rapper. They used to do a thing called Jack the Rapper.
Yeah, Luca.
You know, and I loved it out there.
Were you at the Jack the Rapper? I think it was 93 when Luke Records and Death Row had a big brawl.
Yeah,
this shit was crazy.
I was looking, you know how they had the hotel where your rooms, where it was a circle, and you could look down on the crowd when you come out of your room? Oh,
yeah.
Man, I saw the whole brawl from up there.
That's crazy.
I saw the whole brawl. I also entered in a couple battling contests, too, because I was down there just running around, and Cedric Singleton from Black Market came and got me and said, they doing a rap battle. I went down there and chewed some fools. You know what I mean? So
that's what's
man,
up.
That, I mean, and I think that was the last Jack the Rapper, too, because of the brawl.
Yeah, because they stopped that shit real quick. Just like with the Freaknik. They cut that shit off real quick.
Showed it. Yeah, that's bad, because that was, man, I met so many people. I met Patti LaBelle. You know,
LaBelle.
You know what I mean? She was hella cool, like, she was like, treat me like I was on her level. She was cool.
Right.
You know who I like?
Mean,
real fucking Fats Domino. That guy's a legend. That guy can play the piano like nobody's business. And he's still doing shows. He's like 84.
That's crazy.
Yeah, the Patti LaBelle, man, that's nuts.
I'm at Snoop, I'm at Dre, I'm at all of them at Jack the Rapper, and that's why me and Snoop ended up messing with each other.
Right. Yeah. What's your relationship like with Snoop, though, as far as, like, still doing music and doing
man,
shit?
Man, I got his gold tooth right at my house. I'm supposed to send it to him, but I'm lazy and I didn't send it to him yet. But he came and did a show out here in Sac, and surprised me by bringing me on stage to do one of my old school songs, which I didn't know. So I went up there looking stupid as fuck.
Ain't that some
but,
shit?
he, I can't remember what song was it, babe. Was it the
he called you out?
Yeah, he called me, and then all of a sudden, his DJ puts on Situation Dirty.
That's
and,
the shit, man. I'm telling you, that's the
and
hey,
I was
for real.
Like, wow.
That's one of the songs that let people like that can still be top 40 and like if they had like a real old school or whatever they want to call hip hop station. That's one of the songs, right along with like the Loonies. I Got Five on it. And Situation Get Dirty, man. That's that shit, man.
Yeah, that's
everybody
crazy.
Went
like
through
it.
That, man. A lot of motherfuckers was going through that when you made that song. That was like the anthems for what motherfuckers was going through.
That, and all
what happened when you was on stage
thing.
With Snoop? He was
well,
performing.
I tried to rap it. It had the words with it. And I just tried the best that I could do to rap it because I had never performed that song before. You
wow.
know what I mean? And I guess he gave me the benefit of the doubt that I had. But, man, I have my certain
that
songs
cut,
that I usually – my songs are like more up-tempo so I can get the crowd, you know, jumping and stuff. He put that on. I was like, duh. Okay.
Yep. Do that song when you on the road, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I am now.
Love that bitch.
Yeah, I am.
They love that motherfucker.
Now I know it because, like, as soon as the song came on, the crowd went crazy. I was like, whoa.
And this is the reason why I'm going to say that. Like, a lot of dudes, for instance, like with Lord Infamous, rest in peace, Lord Infamous. It's a lot of the newer age rappers that do this tongue-twisting type flow. They it's all originated from guys like you, Lord Infamous, and a few others,
yeah.
like Skinny Pimp. Even Spice One, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's the rapid fire flow is what they used to call it. You read the magazines, they call it rapid fire flow. But
Sniper flow.
Y'all originated and y'all sound so smooth. Twister, he do it. Crucial Combo.
Yeah,
it's a gang of motherfuckers that can, what we call it, flipping that shit. He flipping that shit.
Yeah.
But they don't pay the homage to where it really originated from. And Situation
yeah,
Get Dirty, that's
I wish
one of those
somebody
type of songs.
Tell my little bro Tech 9 that.
Tech do the
but
shit.
But I mean, yeah, Tech is hard at it. Like Tech, he go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Busta Rhymes, he another one. It's a lot of motherfuckers that can flip that shit.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, Busta's. Even Eminem at some point.
Yeah, I'm about to say him too. Him, he flipped.
Yeah. So.
We just had another dude on here.
Now.
Prez, who was that we just had on the show?
Twisted Insane.
Yeah,
that's
hard.
There's a
Hellborn
thing
too.
C-Mob.
C-Mob's
insane
another one.
That.
Yep, C-Mob too.
Yep. Yeah, I heard some of his music too. C-Mob's hard. Twisted Insane though.
Yeah.
Could be him. Between him and Twister, them two might be the fastest.
Who, Twisted
like,
Insane and Twister?
Down.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Twister did win a world record at one point in one time. It was broken
yeah,
by
did.
Another guy from Chicago. I forget the guy's name. But,
really?
Yeah, for most syllables in a minute or something. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, that's crazy. And you
yeah,
probably.
Insane, man. That's who he get at.
Yeah,
like,
he is.
You got to really be on point when you do a song with Twisted. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's my boy, too. You know what I mean?
Hella talented. Hella talented. Well, I got one more call for you, Lynch. This is 530. This is, I believe, out of the middle of the map. What's going on?
Oh, what's cracking? This is Devin. I'm out in Reading, right north of Sac.
Okay,
yes,
you're in Reading.
Sir.
You're in Reading. Okay, how you doing?
Right
what's cracking?
The
yeah, Lynch, you
going
to be
on,
doing
bro,
any touring or anything?
Yeah, right now I'm making my show tape for July. And it's
around
only
July?
It's only going to be 10 shows right now because I'm doing work projects. Your boy done got 3 DUIs, so I'm working that off. I'll be done in July, though. You know what I mean? So July, I'm gonna actually, like, you know, start setting it up. So it probably won't happen until, like, August or September.
Now, is it going to be, like, a Matrix tour? Like, there's a Lynch tour? You're off. Nothing was strange, though, right?
Yeah, I'll have Matrix dudes with me, like Dilemma, G-Mac.
Yeah, Dilemma's good. They all got projects coming out, too, don't they? Cali Bear Gang and all those guys.
Yeah, and Cali Bear Gang, they ripping on stage, too, so I'll have them with me.
Yeah, Cali Bear Gang, dope. What about Doomsday Productions? What happened to them? What happened to you?
Oh, them dudes were dope as fuck. Filthy
right.
Door.
Doomsday?
Or Filthy and Whore.
Right. Two of Doomsday moved back east. The only one that's still in Vegas is Pit. But the other
Playboy
two
7
moved
east.
Yeah. Pit is the hardest one. Like, I told him years ago, he should do a solo album. That motherfucker is hard. Like, extra hard. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, they're just uninspired. You know what I mean? They're just uninspired. But, shit, if I could have released on Mason Music a Pit album, that would be hard. He likes just getting drunk. It's like he kind of gave up on a lot of shit. But that motherfucker is hard with his Tupac sounding voice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right.
Did you ever get a chance to work with Pac, or did you ever meet Pac?
Yeah, I was at the Piano Man video. What's the dude with the freckles? Money B or whatever.
Yeah, Money B.
That's
yeah, Digital Underground. Yeah.
Yeah, I was at that video shoot, and I was in the crowd, and we went to the corner store during the break, and Pac bought me a damn sandwich. You know what I mean? I didn't even have a record out. You know, at that time, well, I had a record out, but it was on consignment. I had Nigga Deep out, and he was just hella cool. He was like, "Man, you hungry?" You know what I mean? And he bought me a sandwich from the corner store before we went back and started shooting again. You know what I mean? And I didn't really, it was Pac. You know what I mean? He's running around yelling at niggas. I didn't want to say too much. You know what I mean? But he was hella cool. He was like, "Nigga, you want a sandwich?" I was like, "Hell yeah." You know what I mean?
That's a hell of a story,
right,
man, because how many people got a sandwich bought by Tupac? That's crazy.
I mean, everybody I talked to said
he was
family.
Real humble. You know, he was real. He was never Hollywood with.
Bruh, he was,
you know,
hella cool. I mean, he put on the act in front of a lot of people, but when we're in the sandwich spot, he was hella cool. You know what I mean? He was hella cool. But then when we get in front of a lot of people, he go into his mode. You know what I mean? Which I kind of do. You know what I mean? I'm not the same person at home as I am around a lot of people. You know what I mean?
What's Tech N9ne like? I mean, you've toured with him and whatnot. You've known him for a while. What's he like as a person?
He's a real humble dude. He probably won't show a lot of people, but he's really a humble dude. Like, he's enjoying and appreciating his fame, but he will not show you, even on his Instagram. He's proud, you know what I mean? Like, and when he hit his first million, I mean, you wouldn't even know it. You know what I mean? You will now if you check his Instagram. But you wouldn't know it back then. And
shit.
When I first met Tech, he said, "Man, I'm your biggest fan."
And now I'm one of his biggest fans. You know what I mean? I'm a fan of how he handles his business more than the rap fan. I mean, I don't really buy Tech N9ne albums because I'm not, you know, really into him like that. But I'm a big fan of his performances. I think he's probably the top three best rap performers in rap history to me. You know what I mean? I just, his music, his performances make me like his music. It's not his music that makes me like his performances. But his performances are ridiculous. Like when we went on tour, I even learned the dance moves and was doing it with him. And I don't dance on stage. You know what I mean?
Right. But you want to be a part of that shit because it's so good.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
I went to one of his shows. I just stood against the bar and watched, like, everybody jump up and down. I felt the floor shaking. And I'm just standing there like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I look up at the balcony. I'm thinking, is this place going to cave in on us? And then I'm looking for the exits. Like, where's my best escape route here?
Mm-hmm.
How the hell am I going to get out of here if this place collapses?
Yeah, man. So, I mean, those tours that I did with strangers, some of the best tours I ever did in my life, and after 2000. My best stuff was in the 90s, but nothing ever came closer than the tours I did with Strange than it was in the 90s.
Who's your favorite person to work with while you was on Strange? Could it be like a Stevie Stone or Chris Calico? Because I feel like Chris Calico, for real, is the rawest motherfucker on Strange all around.
Yeah.
Like talent level wise.
Like, with his singing skills and all that, I felt like they didn't know how to promote him. Because they're not, you know, they're not an R&B promoting label. And now they're actually letting him get loose.
Yeah,
like
Chris was
a hook dude all those years. You know what I mean? Like, he did a lot of hooks and stuff, but now he's doing full-fledged songs, and he is ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I see Cut Calhoun ain't with them no more either.
Nah.
We're Strange.
No.
That was Cut Calhoun
too, because it was always Chris Calico and Cut Calhoun on stage with Tex. And it's kind of weird.
Yeah, I already know it.
How it's going now. You know what I mean? But Cut Calhoun, he's doing good. He's pushing his stuff. You know what I mean? Cut Calhoun is going to be my boy forever, man. Like, man, I can't even explain it. Cut Calhoun is cool. Like, he didn't, you know what I mean? I'm a Crip on the label with All Bloods, and he made sure my back was got.
Right.
You know what I mean? No matter what. You know what I mean? Like, and he's a big nigga. You know what I mean? I felt hella safe. Even Sebo was like, man, you with All the Bloods? You know what I mean? You need to come get with some Crips. And I was like, man, it ain't even about that. We was on the road making stacks.
Right, you getting that bread.
Yeah.
I heard a story.
It wasn't even about that.
I forget who, man. A guy I interviewed, I forget his name. He's going to kill me if he hears this. But he put out a DVD where he interviewed you. And he said something about you was in jail and the blood had saved you. Is that true?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Well, he didn't save me, but he put the word out. You know, if anybody touched this dude, you know what I mean, it's going to be down. But I grew up with this dude.
Oh, you knew him?
I knew this dude I knew him since we was like 10 years old. We used to do backflips. I used to live in CV Circle. There's this place, CV Circle apartments, like the Midtown Sacramento, where all the broke welfare people was. You know what I mean? I had knew him from there, and then when I went to jail, I ran into him because niggas was tripping on me, and I ran into him because of my dumb ass went on the blood side instead of the Crip side, because I was like, shit, jail is jail. So I went anywhere.
Them niggas were plotting to get me. They were plotting to get me, and I didn't know about it. And he came up to me and said, fool, you need to either roll up or do something because they're trying to get your ass. So I stopped them. You know what I mean? So I rolled up. I ain't even going to lie. There's no way that I was going to sit there. I couldn't sleep at night. It took me like 2 days to roll up, but I couldn't sleep at night. I was sleeping in the daytime when the homie on my top bunk was watching over me, and probably only sleeping a couple of hours a day. It was bad.
Yeah, that shit be fucked up.
And every time I go to jail, like I just got out. I only did 6 days, but I went to RCCC. It's like a mini penitentiary. The police be in there showing me their phones with my albums on it.
You know, yeah, they listen. Like, they get through their days by listening to you, man. I'm telling you, I be doing that shit at work. I get through my days by listening to all the shit that y'all brought out back in the day. I can reminisce in my own brain and all that shit, man. That shit is real life, man.
I mean, for police to show me that, though, man, it was like, man, look, I got season of the sickness. I was like, well, shit, can you let me out? You know what I mean? I don't need to be up in this motherfucker. You know what I mean? But they was like, you know, I ain't got the pull to do all that. But, man, they showing me that they got their my album in their phone, and it was cool. They made sure I was good, though. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, they walked me in and out, you know what I mean, and get my autograph and all that. Everybody thought I was snitching.
They probably
want to
take selfies
them.
And all that shit.
They probably would have.
The social media shit.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's weird, man. You know, I mean, I don't consider myself hella big like that, but I do consider myself, you know, a fixture in this underground music, though.
Of course.
Know what I mean? So
you got definitely got legs.
And that's good enough for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's good enough for me. You know what I mean?
But I'll tell you what, man. Thank you for, being a guest on the show. You always been real humble every time I had the chance to talk to you. Really
thank
appreciate
you for
it.
Having me.
Nope. Hey, man, you're welcome anytime. You know, made sick. You know, you guys are welcome on the show whenever.
Okay.
Right now, everybody, get Bulletmaker. It's available right now. One more time, Lynch, give them that booking email in case they want features. Or if they want to get some shows.
Okay, it's lynchbookings.versus@gmail.com. You can also order the hard copies. Because people, you know, bitching about, I ain't got no hard copies. They finally came in 3 days ago. And I've been shipping them off. So I've been shipping them off. I still got like 280 left. And as soon as I get about down to like 50, I'm going to reorder. So y'all come grab these. Grab these up.
Yeah, most definitely. And they can get them. I'm looking right now. You got a website, sicktv.com. Is that yours?
Yes, sir. Yes,
okay,
sir.
Okay, that's sicktv.com, sicktveve.com. Go there and get that album. It's available. Man, thanks again, Lynch. We really appreciate you, brother.
I appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me, man.
No doubt, man. Anytime. Man, that was Brother Lynch Hung, everybody. Episode 259. It was kind of funny because he's on episode 258 with First Degree the DE.
Look, Fred, that's another Justin Jeopardy question. What was the number of shows that back to back? Boom, boom, boom. Right there. There you go.
Yeah.
There you have it.
Exactly. Well, we're not done yet. We got the homie Relic Killer out of Cincinnati, Ohio, BKB, DFI Records. They've been supporting the show for years now. You could say years because they've been supporting since early last year. I'm gonna bring him on, see what he's got going on. And what's up, Relic?
Hey, what's up, man? Thanks for letting me on at the end of the show. Another historic.
Not with
show.
It, Relic.
Hey, what up, Jay?
Man.
Mac Jay. Yeah, just another historic show. Like, so far in the archives, you've got every cassette tape of what they now call horrorcore, like the first six, seven guys. I ever listened to or heard doing it.
As Lynch stated, it was kind of, you know, you had the acid rap, you had all these different styles, and his is Rip Gut. So
yeah, I like the way he broke that down.
Yeah, but he said it would probably fall, if it were to fall under a category, it would fall under the horrorcore category. But hell of a guy. He's been putting on music for, you know, decades. You know, he's been in the game for 27 years, he said. And he's been one of the guys that's been consistent. You know what I mean? He's got the longevity, but the consistency as well. So huge honor to have him on the show. I'm sure we'll be having more Made Sick Music artists come on the show. Maybe we'll do a Made Sick Music roundtable at some point.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
That'd be neat.
Have everybody on the show. But
I've been listening to him since Season of the Sickness.
Yeah, of course. You know, 24 Deep, Season of the Sickness. See, what was your favorite track in there? Mine was Welcome to Your Own Death. It was Rest in Piss, because that was the first one I heard. But then when I got the album and heard Welcome to Your Own Death, I mean, that shit was on repeat for 20 fucking plus years.
Right.
You know?
Well, what I liked about the album is you could play it through, too.
Yeah.
You know, it was in the era where these CD, before they were CDs, these cassettes, you could listen to it side one, flip it, side two, flip it, just keep listening all day. There wasn't just like three hot tracks on the album.
No, the whole fucking thing, yeah. Yeah, that's definitely 95 was a phenomenal year for rap. Okay, that's the same year, and even Sacramento, that's the same year you had Tales from the Crypt. You know what I'm saying? That's the same year, man. You know, then you go to other areas. You know, 3-6 Mafia, Mystic Styles, Nodus, Do You Believe in God?
Spice One.
Spice
yep,
One, 1996.
Yep.
Shit, man, you can go on and on. The 90s, man, each year.
Grinch, yeah.
You can break it down, you know what I'm saying? Each year was just a phenomenal fucking decade, or each year was a phenomenal year for music. The
you
whole
had Peanut doing that shit at the same time, too. So
yeah.
Like, you had UGK and Outkast. You had, even if you wanted to go to the East Coast, you had the most categories of music. So you could pick, you didn't have to pick and choose. But you
yeah, by
95,
all the major labels were putting on horror-type oriented rappers.
Dave and Family. You know,
yeah.
I mean, it was just phenomenal year.
Top Authority, all that shit.
And I always fuck with JT Money, you know what I'm saying, because that, I always say, man, that was the last year that the Poison Clan dropped the fucking album. It was 95.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, we got to have another Poison Clan CD. Because those were the guys, they took the bass that Two Live Crew had, and they mixed it with the Too Short Pimpin' shit and the N.W.A. and the Ghetto Boys gangster shit, and they blended it all together. And they were a phenomenal group in the 90s. You know what I'm saying? Phenomenal group. There's a lot of people from back then I'd love to see come back and do their thing. But you got a track that we're gonna actually close the show out with tonight, man. Why don't you tell us about this? And before we get into the track, tell us what you got going on. You got a lot of things going on. I saw pictures of you with Esham and Mastermind and Dice and all kinds of different people. What the hell you got cooking up over there with all these?
Yeah, man, it's a real exciting time in the Midwest. Real exciting time in the Midwest to be a fan of all these type acts that operate under the umbrella of what they now call horrorcore, you know, acid rap, flatliners out east, the Brother Lynch we just heard. But here in the Midwest, what's about to really go down, that's what I'm excited about at the moment is we got this is for the listeners so that way they can catch some good shows up in Detroit in about 10 days. Mastermind, Dice, Poe, Big Herc, Jay Stories, Wayne Dubb, Osiris, they're all playing a real great venue. It's going to be, the event's called Shit Talker After Dark, and it's all these guys that Esham's going to be touring the Midwest with, hitting Ohio and Kentucky, and they're doing a underground-type show up there, and it sounds like, and
yeah, I can still hear you.
Yeah, you're on.
Yeah,
you're on, brother.
Oh, okay. Yeah. My bad, my bad. It's called Shit Talker After Dark, and it's going down Saturday, April 30th. Tickets are $15. They're having a VIP section that's going to be popping. It's double ticket price on that, going to $30. The address is of the club is 4936 Allen Road in Allen Park. It's at Simon's After Dark Club. The doors are going to be opening at 7:30. Like I said, admission's $15. There's VIP tickets available. You can cop them at 313-452-8113. You know, the 313-452-8113. You can get it Lefty for that.
So you got a lot of things popping right now. And this takes place, when is it again? It's in April?
Yeah, it's going to be...
we are in April. That shows how fucked up I am.
Yeah, tomorrow's 420, man. So
420?
Yeah.
Before you go, sorry to interrupt. I'm a stuttering...
That's all right.
Fuck right now. High as shit. But tomorrow is 420. We got a special mix by Scratch LDP, Slaughter Hour number 9, the 420 mix. All weed songs. So tune in. It's going to be at a special time. It's actually going to be at 11 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. on the West Coast, and midnight on the East Coast. Sorry, I had to plug the show right there.
Wait. Yeah, man, if you can't support the 420 movement, you're always welcome to cut in for that.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Got to be all. I mean, we're all going to be celebrating tomorrow, I'm assuming, and I'll be smoked out and listening to that, I'm sure. Yeah, it looks like it's just going to be a great show up there because, you know, you've got Mastermind, Poe, they've got tracks together, Dice. I mean, it's like
these are
kind
Detroit
of an unofficial
right
RLP reunion
is
going to be happening in the Midwest, you know, here.
This is a pre-Eminem
times.
Thing,
yeah, yeah.
You know.
Real Detroit, real underground, real pioneers, real legends. It's going on a sold-out show, so people really should get at these guys and get these tickets, support it, because it's the only way it's going to keep happening. As you know, I was up there. We got lucky enough to shoot a video with Mastermind. You know, we'll be sending over a track on Friday the 13th, like usual, for you to play and maybe come on, give you another update then. On Friday the 13th, the video is shot. We're going to release it to the public. I'm a little reluctant about it, but I'm going to because I owe all the suicidalists that took place to make it happen to be seeing the footage, although we'll probably be shooting a little more footage till we perfect it, but I'm going to let the draft be seen because it come out pretty well. So, in close, just I want to thank all the artists involved and all the people that's been networking with us, you guys at UGS, Emo, Skinny, Scratch, you know, just keep doing it, my Hell's Rage family, all the suicidals that helped with that video shoot, I look forward to seeing them again up at Shit Talker. MC Chris Core, he's been pushing me to do an album for a European release. Other than
that's
that,
Brother Nip
that brings
me...
Yeah, that's Gangster Nip's homie. They got like a double album in the works, and I've been lucky enough to get about an EP worth of songs with just me and my son and Nip. And we're kind of releasing a series of EPs. We've got one that's inspired by South of Us, the guys in Memphis, Seat of Six type music, 3-6, Hypnotized Mind Sound. We're collaborating with guys that do that style. We're collaborating at East, West, South, Australia, and Germany. Kind of brings me to the song. It's just a song called Slice Slice. It's by basically my worldwide crew that we just all rap with. And no major stars on this. I just wanted to put the more underground guys on after Brother Lynch hung. I've been recording all day, so my voice is so hoarse.
Yeah, mine's hoarse because I've been smoking.
That too.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that, you know. Not cigarettes, though. Cigarettes will give you cancer. Don't smoke cigarettes. We don't have any tobacco use here.
I do both. I'm kind of hoping that all the weed I smoke will cancel out the well, cancer well, I'm supposed to get from
said
cigarettes.
He quit smoking.
I know, that's insane.
Or he was trying. I think he was trying to quit
I'm
smoking.
Pretty sure he did. I'm pretty
he,
sure
oh, he licked it?
Did.
That's what's up.
It seemed like that's he was it. In the process and gunned it to me.
Oh, there you go.
I just lit one. But, yeah,
yeah
let's just get it out.
I figured you
for,
did.
Yeah,
Mac's probably
for,
getting ready to light up one. Smoking
yeah,
ass
no.
over there. No?
Okay.
No tobacco?
I mean, rethinking this shit.
Oh,
no tobacco, man. Y'all got me rethinking it right now. I'm done with this
yeah.
shit.
Hey,
you
I know Isham's coming to Cincinnati, right?
Yeah, talk about that. Now, this is happening in June, right?
I don't have the date in front of me, but, yeah, I'm pretty sure you got it sometime nailed down. You see me, I was passing out a bunch of Murder Master music shows, really doing some foot soldiering and trying to gauge
got our
if,
shit in stores.
Right, we could possibly get some in-store promotion like they do up in Detroit when these guys get down here, so that way we can get the right turnout, so that way it's not just a one-time thing. It's like multi-years they're coming down here and putting this on. But, yeah, Isham's coming to the bottom of northern Kentucky, which means, you know, it's 2 minutes from Cincinnati. We just crossed the river. That's going to be great.
Cincinnati Reds, man. Our Cubs are fucking y'all up this year. You know that, right?
Yeah, that's
it's
all
close.
Good.
It's close, but you know we got
we're beating the shit
now.
Out of these Cardinals right now, man. I was just down there, man. I'm back in
the you know, we
can
be
man.
Proud of the Reds consistently. Normally it's the Bengals I always worry
out.
About.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to be a Bengals fan. 49ers always shut them down back in the day, and every time they got close, they just got close. So after a while, it just... Hard to be a football
yeah, but
fan
y'all
in Cincinnati.
You had the amazing Boomer Esiason. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you can't
yeah.
front on that
yeah.
guy.
And we got
and they had
Woods.
Iggy
we got
Woods.
Iggy Woods.
They had Iggy Woods, Fred. That was the shit. 88.
Iggy Woods, yeah, man.
Like 88, 89, some shit like that.
I saw him in the commercial. He's still doing that shit. Or they had him
the
doing
Iggy
it in one
Shuffle.
Of the commercials. Yeah.
Yeah, he's still a local celebrity here. He's still, you
right.
know, you see him around town. It's really kind
yeah,
of
y'all had,
located.
Y'all had
yeah.
Iggy Woods, and we had the Refrigerator Perry.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a badass figure in football.
Oh, yeah.
But,
yeah,
yeah. a lot
but,
of exciting
you know,
things. Isham's coming to the Midwest.
On.
Scott, you need to come to town. You know,
yeah,
it's
you
only a couple hours
that.
Away for you. I'd invited you up to Shit Talker because that was going to be a real grimy underground show. But
boy,
you would have
I'd
to
come up
probably
too.
Traveled eight,
Chris,
7 hours to do
right.
that.
We're going to make
yeah,
that right.
Yeah,
man.
If we can make
come
that happen,
come to Cincinnati.
Man, we'll be there.
Come
we'll
hang
be there
out with me, man.
Spoke one and or two.
Yeah,
or three
man,
or four.
It'd be a good time. I got spare rooms for you guys, man. You know, just this is something you got to see.
What's
this up? Is going to be some historic stuff. I mean, we're talking RLP's kind of doing a Midwest reconciling like reunion type. Tour.
I see that, man. You got
it's
Isham,
starting now.
You got Dice, you got Mastermind. I mean, really,
that's historic.
The only one, you know, rest in peace is TNT.
Right.
You know, I would, you know, I know they said there's not going to be any more Nodis projects, you know, since TNT passed away, but I would love to see Dice, Mastermind, and Isham do something like that. You know what I mean? Even if they don't
happen.
Call it Nodis, just do a group project with the three of
right.
them because.
Yeah, I'm sure
they
won't call it not.
Fans love that shit.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure with the way everybody seems to be networking and going to be hanging out so much that we're going to see some stuff that's going to be historic, and I would suggest people try and – I'm myself going to try and catch all three performances. I also caught all the performances when they was at Juggalo Day and up at Toledo. And I'm telling you, man, these guys are on fire right now. Some of the best of the underground, you know, pioneer status, independent foundations of this genre. So Midwest is popping right now for some good shows. It's happening
yeah, yeah, Midwest,
real good with everybody down south of us, too, in Memphis.
And you think about,
so,
like, a Brother Lynch Hung, for example. You know what I'm saying? Imagine if you had a show lined up with
yeah.
him, Gangster Nip, Isham, and maybe
yeah, get
some
all
other
their asses
guys.
Together.
That would be
it would be historic,
phenomenal. Imagine if
yeah,
they did
something.
A group project together.
Right, that's something you should take to Europe, like a Monsters of Rock or a festival or Masters of Horror. I don't know what you would label such a beast. You know, the Horsemen of the Apocalypse, what do you want to call it? Or how you'd exactly break it down, you know, all these guys
Voltron
up or
shit.
Yeah, form up big. I think there's enough of them, the pioneers and founders, if they just come together, that could be a reality. Start in the United States, just teaming up and doing shows and prove you can do it, and then start booking over in Australia, Europe.
Oh, yeah.
Wherever.
Oh, yeah.
You know, especially the places weed is legal.
Guys come together, you know what I'm saying, from that era and do stuff and make things happen, which is what
MC
Shan, when we had Shan on the show, he was trying to do that with Chris. He wasn't trying to, you know, start up a beef again. He wanted to, basically what he wanted to do is go city to city, and the two of them come out, and they battle each other for the crowd, and then they go off to MC Shan's set, and they go off to the KRS set, and then boom, to the next city. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think that's a phenomenal idea, and we need to see rappers come together like that, because this bullshit that's in the mainstream right now, it's just not catching my ear.
I mean, if you remember, hip hop used to be something. Rather than throw fists, they would do some graffiti and compare. They would have dance offs. They would battle rap, and you know, there wouldn't be no contact made or someone punching someone in the mouth because they beat them. If they lost vocally, they'd just go home and warm up their skills and try again next week. You know, that was years ago, 25 years ago, but they could return to that kind of philosophy. That would be better than what we got now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Let's give them this track, man, and let's close the books on another historical show. But before we give them this track, give them all your contact information, of course.
I don't really have to give no real information besides deifiedrecords.com.
Deifiedrecords.com.
It's DEIFIED, like deity and five, made into a deity, a deity. You know, if we work with all these gods and devils and we're trying to preserve these legends and pioneers, that's kind of the theme of our record label. That's what we're out to do, you know. So just thanks for having us on. I'm not going to give a list of who's on the track. It's just a bunch of my close personal artist friends, and the song's called Slice Slice. I'm out before 4:20, and I'm going to start celebrating that now. I'll tune in tomorrow to Scratch's show. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, 11 p.m. Central. Make sure to tune in to the Slaughter Hour number 9, Scratch LDP, the 4:20 edition. You know, he did an East Coast edition. Of course, he did like a horrorcore stuff, but this one is going to be all straight weed smoke. So if you like that THC, if you like that, that weed smoke, man, you definitely got to tune in. I always love weed songs, always.
Yeah, you got it. It's like weed and hip hop, man. Two fixtures,
like
two things that go together.
Bob Marley, you know, why not listen to some fucking Bob Marley and just smoke one? Say fuck
yep.
No
doubt. I'll be sure to call in Friday the 13th, coming up in, I guess, a month-ish, and update everybody on these Midwest Esham shows, so that way people get the correct information. I just wanted to
throw down
for the shit talker after dark and get everybody to try to get up to that, because that's kind of where it's starting, and then it's going to just creep down south. And it's going to be a historic year for acid rap in the Midwest.
Yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah, definitely. Make sure to go to DeFiRecords.com and, you know what I'm saying, check out Relic, check out his son BKB, and here is Slice Slice. We're going to get out of here. Anything else you want to say before we go? You guys got the final word here.
No, I'm done. BKB's here, but he just says hi to everybody, and we're out for tonight. Happy 4:20, everybody.
That's
another historic show. It's awesome to hear Brother Lynch's mind at work in an interview.
Hey, Brother Lynch's
great.
Mind is an enigma, and it's always always good to talk to him.
You
hell of a artist. Yeah, definitely. Thank you for calling in. This is Slice Slice, the extended mix. We will be back here hopefully by the end of this week. I'm actually trying to, you know, I can't promise anything yet for sure, but, you know, we're trying to get Tretch from Naughty by Nature and a couple other people on the show. So keep tuning in at UGSForLife.com. We're out of this bitch.
UGS for life, bitch.
Look at this knife. Imagine me sticking it into your gut. Think about it. Make it real.
You're quickly running out of luck, so choose your actions carefully. I do not give a fuck when it comes to people crossing me. Step up to me, you're stepping on to the dark side. And when you step into the darkness, the advantage is on my side. If you're seeking truth, ask my collection of knives. Each knife has been used countless useful times. Every day I'm looking for a victim to stab endlessly. A brutal appointment to become an amputee. With penalty, for vanity is just a part of my humanity. Grinning in the mist while the reaper gives me his vicious whispers of death in the breath of our sins. A vision within the nightmare I repeat day after day, sweeping soul from off their feet. From off their feet, stained red by all the murder elites, maniacally untamable with the instinct of a beast.
The system has fucked me over again and again. Watching the judge walk to his car where it begins. Pull the shank and get to the rage left in the pool of blood as a slave, releasing the pain from the cage. Slice them into pieces, get on my cannibal like Hannibal. Cut them up with what next, which knife to choose. Police sirens coming, let me dip up out of here. Mr. Red, look left on the atmosphere. Cowards fear the knife play, cut you up in a thousand ways. Fuck stop sign, I just ran pulled over, play it cool. Soon as the pig turn his back, act strong, that move was his last, get gone in the flash. Going back, combing the sharp of my blade, scheming on who next in this slash. Throw me in the psych ward bed, I run the block. Disrespect me, slice, slice on spot. I'm the wicked killer from down the street. Up all night, watching the moonlight shine off my night so bright. Drinking Jack, watch two dice, play with knives on they pussy with dice. Send me to hell and I'm the devil's enforcer. Fucking psychotic, trying to warn you.
Hidden in the darkness, so I can slice, slice. Wait until the time's just right to slice, slice. I gotta be precise when I slice, slice. Shallow cut so I can use my knife more than twice. No, my bench is my consciousness giving me advice. I don't even relate to the feelings that I have inside of my nut. I penetrate the poltergeist that possess my mind. Finally punch your wounds even a spoon in your feeble spine. I'm at the top of the stairs, you're unaware like I'm a ghost. And you didn't even notice that the carpet was blood soaked. I'm ready to dead cat like a Daniel Boone hat. Laughing as you sleep, throwing spouts in your lap. Lock, wake up, cunt, thanks for nothing. Dropping that blade through your belly button. I'm smearing in human liquid like a sick. I'm getting inventive. Once I start, there's no stopping. I'm pulling out the wire and I'm starting to run. I'm cutting through the neck like a lumberjack. I'm making sure this motherfucker ain't coming back.
Chop, slice, slice, so very nice with a knife. Don't bother to fight for your life, it'll end tonight. Cause I'm cold and vicious, kidnapping a bitch while she's loading dishes. Taylor's throat slit with swiftness, now she got a tombstone for Christmas. What could be better than seeing this stupid slut severed in bite-sized pieces of flesh after hours of utter hemorrhaging? Hunting down your next of kin like deer slaughtered for venison. Ripping at your flesh like foxes in a sleeping bed of hens. Your whole anatomy's broken, it's your own asphalt. You got left in a puddle of blood on the asphalt. After my last assault, while I was high on bath salts, knife slashing left you with open gashes in a bath of salt. Cause I've been slicing and slicing ever since the fifth grade. I have it made, I flip scripts quick and switch blades. So leave you ripped every which way, up, down, and sideways. Burning what remains with hellish flames, you'll die slain.
Back in the day, I settled for killing bitches. Now I stalk industry rappers and general politicians. Y'all, mine is where swine resides with maggots in eyes. Knives in every vertebrae of a spine. My murder masterpiece, modern art sculpture. I think I'm gonna call this one food for the vultures. So so many knives left behind. Looks like a thrill kill porcupine. Butt, gut, gut, stab, stab, eye shut. Keep touch, strut, stuck, stab, stab, slice, cut. Give a what, free will, ill, zill, I still, blood, real. Murder, murder, kill, kill, cut, cut, slice, slice. Looks like maggots, taste like rice, water, fiery nice. My splice, spice, twice, nice. Smell like killer, killer, even blood stains.
Now tell me who breaks a motherfucking pain.
I love hard, I'm the hardest motherfucker.